From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Presidential candidates are vying for votes ahead of five primaries on Tuesday. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was in Ohio Saturday, one day after canceling a rally in Chicago because of a mass protest against him. Trump told voters in Cleveland that the protests Friday night at the University of Illinois at Chicago were an organized effort intended to keep him from expressing his views.
And they really stopped these people in terms of our First Amendment, freedom of speech, a terrible situation, I have to tell you. And it just makes all of our friends and supporters more angry. We're going to go to the polls on Tuesday. And we're going to be resounding victory. Resounding.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz told a crowd in Missouri that if Trump wins the Republican nomination, it would hand the general election to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
That if Trump is the nominee, Hillary wins. And if Hillary wins, the Supreme Court is lost for a generation. The Bill of Rights is lost. Our kids are buried in debt and the future for the next generation.
Hillary Clinton told her supporters she understands voter anger with Washington, but Donald Trump's rhetoric is not the way to solve the country's problems.
But the ugly, divisive rhetoric we are hearing from Donald Trump and the encouragement he has given to violence and aggression is not only wrong, it's dangerous, my friends.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio denounced Trump as dividing both the party and the country. Ohio Governor John Kasich said Trump's campaign is, in his words, toxic. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group has launched two chemical attacks near the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk, killing a three-year-old girl, wounding 600 others, and causing hundreds more to flee. Iraqi security and hospital officials say the latest attack took place early Saturday in the small town of Taza, which was also struck by a barrage of rockets carrying chemicals 3 days earlier. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has vowed to retaliate against the Islamic State group for the attack. A 10-year-old Palestinian boy and his 6-year-old sister died Saturday following an overnight Israeli missile strike in Hamas-controlled Gaza. The Israeli military said in a statement that it launched retaliatory strikes against 4 Hamas militant training camps after 4 rockets landed in open areas of southern Israel late Friday. Officials said that no one was hurt by those rockets. The children died after missile fragments hit their home near one of the training camps. Their deaths marked the first fatalities from airstrikes since October. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned Monday, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. The top U.S. diplomat said Russian and American monitors are meeting in both Geneva and Amman to try to figure out how to reduce the violence in Syria. Meanwhile, Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualim says that his government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement, but that its delegation to the peace talks will only wait 24 hours for the opposition delegation to arrive. Mualim said Saturday in Damascus the diplomats will leave for Geneva on Sunday. A Syrian opposition official says the foreign minister is, in his words, halting the Geneva talks before they start. French police have arrested 14 people protesting the presence of a migrant camp in Calais after they blocked bridges and set fire to tires, calling for foreigners to go home. The protesters, calling themselves Génération Identitaire or Identity Generation, gathered early Saturday carrying banners that read Go Home and No Way. Calais has become a bottleneck for migrants hoping to cross the English Channel to Britain. Thousands of people have gathered in a refugee camp in Calais that is known as the Jungle because of its abysmal living conditions. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Encounter, on